All righty. Is there a motion for council to come out of executive session?
I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? We appreciate that. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Great group. We're going to have our invocation and our pledge at this time, and I'm going to ask, Charles Matthews here from Second Baptist? Do you mind leading us in our invocation?
Lord God, we just want to thank you for this glorious day. We want to thank you for the many blessings that you have stored upon us. Now, God, as we gather at this council meeting tonight, we ask that you allow your wisdom as well as your spirit to lead us as well as guide us. And God, as we reflect back up until this time, you have blessed this city with much success. You have guided us in our decisions. And God, although we have had some setbacks and failures, we ask that you allow us to see them as opportunities for improvement as well as lessons learned. We ask that you continue to bless this council, bless the cities, the citizens of this city, and we'll be so ever grateful to give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to ask Chief Branko if he would come up and lead us in our prayer. Evening, Chief.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to go over our guidelines if I could at this time. Our meetings are public forums in which many opinions are expressed and the business of the city must be conducted. As such, disciplined, honorable, and professional decorum is paramount. Courteous and respectful communication is expected. During public hearings, all questions and statements from the public shall be directed to the chair. And if you wish to speak, raise your hand and I will certainly recognize you. Please approach the podium and when you do, please state your name and address. In order to allow an opportunity for everyone who wishes to address council, speakers should limit their comments to the subject being discussed. Each speaker will be given 5 minutes to address an issue and may only address an issue once unless questions from council are posed to the speaker. I would like to recognize our Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman Ebner, for additions and deletions to the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have been advised of no additions. Does any council member have any additions or changes?
I just want to ask for an update on the status of opening the alley. We can talk about that.
What is that?
Opening the alley.
Okay. With one change to that, I move that we accept the agenda, Mr. Mayor.
Second?
I second.
All those in favor? And that's unanimous. Thank you. The minutes were distributed to council members earlier, so they have an opportunity to look over them. Is there a motion for the approval of the minutes?
So moved, Mr. Mayor, that we adopt them.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you for that. Any discussion or changes? Hearing none, all those in favor of the minutes as distributed? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Moving down the agenda to number two under presentations. Number one is a presentation to the Aiken High School women's volleyball team. And I'm going to ask Councilwoman Diggs, if she would, to read that for us.
Proclamation for Aiken High School Hornets volleyball team. Whereas the Aiken High School Hornets volleyball team took top honors at the state competition at Dutch Fork High School against Myrtle Beach High School, and this volleyball team has brought outstanding recognition to this community and the city of Aiken by obtaining top honors for winning the state championship. And whereas this is the second time the Hornets volleyball team has received the state 4A championship, having received it the first time in 2010, And whereas, in winning the state championship, the Hornets volleyball team was lauded for their team play, hard work, and for their good conduct both on and off the course. And whereas, in a sport that requires rigorous training, strength, speed, and agility, Coach Melinda Young used her own athletic skill and knowledge to produce a winning team and instill lessons that will prove invaluable to these fine athletes throughout life, both on and off the court. And therefore, be it resolved by Rick N. Osborne, Mayor, and City Council for the City of Aiken, that the Aiken Hornets volleyball team, its coach, and all the proud parents of each and every player be congratulated for winning the 2016 South Carolina Class 4A State Championship title. You are champions of which our community can be proud. Go Hornets!
That with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Are there any other Hornets up here who want to go down? Because I'm class 86.
I'm a T-Bread.
Is that one to
Is that possible?
Right, absolutely.
Oh, and this one is family. This is my cousin.
All right. She's related.
Ladies, let me just echo this. As a council, we're proud. As a city, we were proud. It was with great pride that we watched y'all guys so successfully go through the tournament. And what an accomplishment. Congratulations on behalf of the city. We're so excited to give you this tonight. And I tell you what, maybe the other council members might want to stand up behind the podium over here so you're in the photo. The good thing is, Center's up front. This is a group. Y'all guys want to
see what this
okay. Yep. So, don't want to come around or back here?
So we're photobombing in the back.
You're photobombing.
Right in the middle.
I don't think you're there.
Number 10 from 2010.
I was there.
All right, if you can't see my face, I can't see yours.
There isn't behind the camera.
One, two, three.
All right.
Super. All right. Number 200 presentations, and I'm going to recognize Councilwoman Price. Please read this proclamation for us.
This is a presentation to Felicia Tucker for being selected as one of 10 national finalists for the Wendy's High School Heisman Award. Proclamation. Whereas Felicia Tucker's high school years have been filled with accolades both in the classroom and on both the tennis court and track. And one of her most recent accolades combines success from both and is an historic feat for the Aiken High School senior. And whereas Felicia Tucker has been selected as one of the 10 national finalists for the Wendy's High School Heisman Award, which was created by Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, in 1994 in partnership with the Heisman Trophy Trust. And Felicia was surprised recently with the news at a special assembly for the senior class of Aiken High School, and whereas Felicia is one of 10 students athletes from the 5 geographic Heisman regions who will now be in the running to win the high school Heisman Trophy, which is a $10,000 scholarship and a $500 Wendy's gift card. And being named the national finalist, she has already earned at least a $5,000 scholarship. And whereas, this is an historic accomplishment for Felicia and the state. However, this is no surprise to the people who know the energetic, intelligent athlete who has been competing athletically for several years, being a member of the tennis and track teams at Aiken High School since seventh grade. Now, therefore, I, Rick N. Osborne, Mayor of the City of Aiken, South Carolina, and City Council, do hereby honor Felicia Tucker and recognize and commend her for this great honor that she has accomplished not only for herself, but for her school and community. Council thanks her for being such a positive role model and wish her well as she leaves for college to continue her life journey and beyond. And I will add that I've known Felicia all of her life, and she has a 5.2 GPA at Aiken High School. Let's give her a round of applause.
Around front, we'll present you with this proclamation.
And it would be nice to have a family with her as well. Is her family in the audience? Her sister? Twin sister.
Twin sister. I also need to tell you that Felicia was also crowned homecoming queen, and she will be graduating, I think, at the top of her class. And her twin sister is just as gifted athletically and academically.
I'm as squeezed as I can get. Felicia, though, it's one of 10 high school students, but they do a 5 male and 5 right. female. There's two winners. So she's actually already in the top 5 for the females. So.
That's amazing.
She right. Alrighty. Moving down to old business. Number one is approval of appointments and discussion of appointees to various city boards, commissions, and committees. Comments from staff.
Mr. Mayor, our city council has 23 pending appointments to fill vacancies on different city boards, commissions, and committees. One appointment is presented for council's consideration and vote at the meeting tonight. Councilwoman Diggs has recommended the reappointment of Norman Dunnigan to the Energy and Environmental Committee. If reappointed, Mr. Dunnigan's term would expire December 31st, 2018. For council consideration is the appointment of Norman Dunnigan to the Energy and Environmental Committee.
Thank you, Mr. McClain. Is there a motion? A motion and a second?
I second.
All those in favor? And that appointment is confirmed. Thank you. Are there any other names to be moved forward for our next meeting, Council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Reappoint Jack Hunter to the Planning Commission.
Very good.
And I'd like to reappoint Robert Presley to the Planning Commission.
I'd like to reappoint Ken Coverage to the Planning Commission. And
I'd also like to nominate Andrea Gregory for the Arts Commission and reappoint Trudy Boyd for the Community Development Committee.
Reappointment to Joanne Sanders to the Arts Commission.
Thank you. Any others? Appreciate it. Moving down to old business number two, this is second reading and public hearing of an ordinance accepting the fiscal year 2015-16 audited financial statements by title, an ordinance accepting the fiscal year 2015-16 audited financial statements and authorizing variances to the fiscal year 2015-16 budget ordinance. Is there a motion?
I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Comments from staff?
Mr. Mayor, our auditor, Malden and Jenkins, certified public accountants, have prepared the fiscal year 2015-16 financial audit, which is required by state law and city code. Mr. Miller Edwards of Malden and Jenkins reviewed the audit with the council at both a lengthy workshop and also at our last council meeting at first reading at the work session prior to the November 14th meeting. He reported that the city received an unqualified opinion with no material weaknesses and no instances of noncompliance material to the financial statements. City Council approved this ordinance on first reading at the November 14th, 2016 meeting. For City Council consideration is second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to accept the 2015-2016 audited financial statements. And as you know, our finance director is present this evening to answer any additional questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any comments from the audience? Comments or questions from council? Okay, all those in favor on second reading? And that's unanimous. Thank you. Number 300, old business. This is second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex 5 acres owned by Palmetto Crossing LP located on Owen Street. Approve the concept plan and zone the area planned residential PR. By title, this is an ordinance to annex to the corporate limits of the city of Aiken certain property consisting of 5 acres of land, more or less, owned by Palmetto Crossing LP and located on Owen Street, and to zone the same planned residential PR. Is there a motion?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Really?
We can't have any discussion on this without a second. Can the mayor make a second?
You bet.
I'll second. Comments from staff?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our applicant, Conley Development, and owner, Palmetto Crossing, are requesting annexation and approval of a concept plan that began at 60 units that now stands at 48 units to be located on a 5-acre parcel on Owen Street just off Doherty Road behind Walgreens. The complex would consist of 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments. The property is currently vacant. A portion of the property has been reserved for a future right-of-way connection to Nielsen Road. In October 2006, the council adopted a policy regarding the development, annexation, and request for city utility services for tracts of lands larger than 4 acres, which are to be used primarily for residential purposes to comply with the planned residential zoning. For any development in the PR zone, a concept plan must be reviewed by the Planning Commission and approved by our City Council. The Planning Commission, at their January 12, 2016 meeting, considered the request for annexation and approval of a concept plan that started out at 60 units of housing. After review, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend approval of the application with the conditions that are contained within our agenda package. City Council approved this ordinance on first reading at the January 25th, 2016 meeting. At the February 8th, 22nd, and 29th, 2016 meetings, Council voted to continue this item. In the meantime, this five-acre parcel has been sold and is now owned by Palmetto Crossing LP. Conley Development and Palmetto Crossing LP are continuing to pursue annexation and development of this property, but for 48 units instead of the 60 units. For City Council consideration is second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex 5 acres owned by Palmetto Crossing LP, located on Owen Street, and zone the property plan residential with the conditions recommended in the revised ordinance.
Thank you, sir. Now, I know Mr. Conley's here. Mr. Conley, would you care to make any comments? Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I'm not really sure where to begin. I think Mr. Clem outlined the history. Most of you are aware of the history. We've been waiting for almost 11 months, or over 11 months, to try and get the property annexed into the city. We have made every effort to comply with the 2008 comprehensive plan that was put out by the city. We also have reviewed the 2016 comprehensive plan that was provided to the city in draft, I believe, this past month. The first reading was in favor of 6-1. We have reduced units for density. We have tried to work with the city to accommodate any concerns as far as traffic. The traffic study that was done was based on the original 60 units. We reduced that to 48. We have revised our layout to better serve our residents, as well as accommodate the city's need and desire to put a road through to help accommodate traffic. We've met with the city on several occasions, city staff, to express our interest in working with the city to also help with any drainage issues that we understand may be of a concern in the area. We may have some additional property the way that we've laid it out, so that not only our drainage could be taken care of, but that we also could help with some other potential drainage. We have received an award of federal tax credits, and as Mr. Clem outlined, we have purchased the land. We have engineering and architectural drawings underway. Architectural drawings are almost completed. I suppose I'm a little confused and concerned by the lack of the second, until the mayor made the second. I guess what I would do is make myself available for any questions.
Sure.
So that we can go from there.
Mr. Conley, do you have any drawings with the 48 units or potential that you could give out?
I do have a draft.
Okay. I mean, I understand it's a draft.
And while you're looking for that, you've seen the revised ordinance that's been presented to council tonight?
I have.
And do you have any concerns about any of the conditions on that ordinance?
No. As we have been asked, we have agreed to donate the property. My contention and concern all along was it's a little difficult to buy property at $5 a square foot and turn around and within 30 days turn around and give it away. That's not a very smart financial move on my part, but again, I'm trying to do everything I can to be a good neighbor and facilitate making that road happen for the city.
The
it's a small print, Joel. Sure.
Can you put it up on the screen, Stuart?
The concept plan approval is conditioned on seven conditions, numbers or letters A through F. Would you be amenable to the addition of letter G that says that the concept plan approval is conditioned on the following: G, that the owner amend the concept plan to show not more than 48 units on the property? And I think that's what this plan is doing.
Absolutely, not a problem.
Okay. And would the motion and the second accept that amendment to your motion?
Yes.
To the ordinance?
I will accept.
I will also.
Okay.
But I wait.
So all the units are on the back side of where the proposed road would be?
Yes. As you can see, the two dotted lines going through, that's the approximate location that we understand the city wants to bring the new proposed road through. I had a concern and about splitting the property up. I didn't want residents or children crossing a potentially busy road.
Okay, thank you.
Crossing a potentially busy road, we did have a building on this side. So we've moved the clubhouse, the playground, and the buildings all on this part of the property, which will allow, like I said, that's a pretty large retention pond, and that we feel like will accommodate more than any runoff that we would have on the property.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Conlon?
I think this is just probably a suggestion to you. As you're aware, the other businesses on Owen have pictures where their area has flooded before. The Owen is a state highway, and they're responsible for the water, and the rest of the property is still in the county. Just a suggestion, I would get to work on the stormwater issues pretty soon so that you, if there's any other changes, you don't go so far on it, but that's pure suggestion to you.
I understand. Thank you.
I would just point out the item early in the traffic report. This project's going to generate 488 daily trips, with 34 and 52 for the a.m. and p.m. peak time, and that's a lot for that area. So every one of those folks are going to have to go out at Owens and Whiskey or Owens and Derry.
The traffic report that I think you're reading from was based on 60 units, not 48. So the traffic count would be less than that. The traffic study that was done did stipulate that it wouldn't change the level of service. There were no additional requirements that were required by the traffic study.
It would not change the level of service, which is already not all that great, but it's still a challenge for a lot of drivers coming out during peak hours.
I do understand that, okay. But there's been also other commercial properties that have been added to Whiskey Road recently since we've been working on this property. I don't disagree that every car adds traffic to a road, but the amount of impact on this amount of acreage with what we're proposing to do is far less than what it could be with commercial, and far less than the impact that's been on some of the other commercial that's been approved, like the Krispy Kreme right down the road.
Connolly, a curious carve out there, right at the corner of Owens, I guess as you look at it, the lower right hand corner of that property, that carve out, which wasn't carved out on previous drawings. Can you tell me what's happening?
Well,
right to the right of the potential pond.
Again, we've tried to facilitate all the different ideas, and I'll call them ideas because there hasn't been a very concrete plan as far as the direction that the city is going in. I mean, this concept of this road wasn't there initially. The first thing we understood was that the city wanted to utilize this area vertically for a possible extension of a road. So our first rendition of the plan was to, we said, okay, we can work with that. We moved everything over to try and stay on this side of the property. Then, in a subsequent meeting, shortly thereafter, we found out, oh no, we don't think this is going to be done. We've had another traffic study that says that we need to put a road through here. So we've tried to work with the seller, Mr. Putnam, and we've tried to leave room for this road that's supposed to go through it sometime that we can't seem to nail down the plan. So we've tried to move and shift and do what we could to not only accommodate the city, but also try and accommodate the seller of the property.
And I recognize you haven't gotten a very singular message from us. I still just don't know. I mean, that's a rather large carve-out, 0.7978 acres or something like that. Is that just being reserved for future use, or what's...
That will remain or go back to Mr. Putnam. That was part of trying to get... If we utilize this width instead of reserving that for the city, then we were basically trading this strip and keeping that strip, and he was going to retain this front corner.
Okay.
For potential future.
Still, as we had left it after first reading, it still, I think, was... again, there's no singular voice coming from the city on it, but it was still the city's desire, I think, to have that vertical right of way to correspond with the horizontal one. In other words, as we had talked about at the first reading, and it had been shown on those drawings about at the first reading, both of those were in play, I think. I know.
What do you want me to do?
I know. I understand the problem. I just didn't know what was changing as far as that front piece.
I'm not a traffic engineer.
Right.
Not a civil engineer either. But if this road comes through at that geometric design, trying to get one to tie in like that on a curve, I don't know how realistic that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Conley.
Yes, ma'am.
The vertical, where the land is clear in that corner. You've got your marker.
Here?
No, the other end.
Over here?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me at the bottom?
At the bottom, to your right.
Bottom right.
Right here.
That is where the road. Is that where the road is supposed to go?
The road that we have been told is the priority of the city right now is coming through here. See the dotted line?
Through your property?
Yes.
And we're...
Wide strip.
And we would purchase that property from you?
I'm donating it.
You're donating that. Okay. Now, where does Mr. Putman's interest comes into the picture? That's what I'm very unclear about.
David, correct me if I'm wrong. This corner piece.
That's what I'm.
That would retain Mr. Putnam, correct?
They give that back to Mr. Putnam, correct?
Well, I got a question. If that road, the vertical road, is going to be built, are we going to have to go back to Mr. Putnam to buy that again, or get him to donate it, or does he donate it with the understanding that he's going to trade off the top portion for the bottom or the bottom for the top, and the right-of-way is already guaranteed? Did I not make myself clear? What I'm saying is you've got that projected road in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a problem as far as...
You're talking about this projected road?
No, I'm talking about the one going this south east from there.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down where the Putnam property would be.
Again, we haven't gotten a clear signal. We were told when we were informed about this road going through that this road was no longer a preference or a priority.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't make a lot of plans for that area, because if this was abandoned, why would I continue to plan for it? Now, I've also since been told that maybe this isn't as high a priority, that there's another road that's being worked on. I don't know. I'm not involved in the inner workings of the roads that are being proposed for the city. All I know is what's affecting us, and we, again, it would be much simpler for me to go back to my original layout and not worry about this and do this road. That was very easy to accommodate. This one was the one that caused us some concern, because, and that's why we reduced the number of units, was because we didn't want our residents crossing a potentially busy road.
And Mr. Conley, that is my sincere reservation. I don't feel that I know everything that goes with this piece of property. Who's connected with it? What comes next? I don't feel like I'm fully informed, and there are some unanswered questions here that I have very clear reservations about.
So what would be
your road, what Mr. Conley owns, what he doesn't own, what are we going to buy in the future? Those things are unclear. I don't know what we're getting next. So if you can help me with that.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Before you get started, I would say, I mean, the annexation ordinance itself says we are annexing two parcels, 122-13-02-15
right.
And 029.
Right.
And so that would be both of those parcels.
He controls both parcels. So if the city chooses at any point to go with the vertical road, that 40 foot that's shown.
Mr. Conley, can you point to that with your marker, please?
If the city chooses that they want this strip right here, I will agree to give it to them, and I give him permission right now. He controls the entire property and owns the property. So if that's a condition that's stopping this, but it was under our understanding that the city abandoned this idea, mm-hmm. and it was irrelevant. So the reason it's shown as two parcels right now, because the tax parcel, as Gary just referenced, were the two parcels that were being annexed. So that's why it's carved that way. If the city is saying, hey, we're going to build this road, they can have that strip right there, 40-foot strip. Not an issue. He can.
But your comment, if the city is saying that they're going to build the road, are we going to build the road?
We'll know.
Okay.
If a road goes there, yeah.
In fairness, Mr. Conley, the city's got to know what we want to do.
Absolutely.
Do we want to build that road?
Right.
We got our engineers here. Do we want to build that road? Do we want the flexibility to build that road?
I can only say what I've heard Rick Tool say in a number of meetings, and that's that the road going across is a much higher priority.
It may be a higher priority, but we still want to retain the right to go vertical on that property to access the road that eventually is going to go to Pawnee.
That's Nils.
Nils.
Well, let me say this. As you can see, we didn't put a building over the top of that.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to, again, to be as accommodating as possible. Is it possible for both roads to go in? Yeah, it is. Now, my only concern is that whenever, you know, I don't want to overcommit myself, and then when the city comes through and puts two roads in here, that my property would no longer meet zoning or something like that. So if one of my buildings burned down, that I couldn't rebuild the building. Mm-hmm. That's the only concern I've got. It's not that I'm not trying mm-hmm. to get along with. It's not, you know, whatever the city determines is best for their needs as far as roadways and so forth. It's fine. We're trying to adjust to what we understand the city's desire is, what the highest priority. And I think the reason that this road was abandoned and this one was adopted more recently, that plan, was because you had a traffic study done that said that this road was of higher importance, more,
served a better purpose. So we were just trying, again, trying to accommodate and do.
But having said that, like Mr. Putnam said, both of these avenues could potentially go through there. Doesn't that happen to that? Mm-hmm. And we have enough room to build our property as proposed. Then, you know, like I said, that's why I reserve. I mean, if I didn't have to handle stormwater retention and things like that, I wouldn't be reserving real estate that I'm paying $5 a square foot for you know, a larger retention. Mm-hmm. Certainly, every time you put down a square foot of pavement, that's less. That's more impervious surface. It's going to have more runoff, so that's even more drainage. So we, again, I've tried to utilize as much, you know, optimize the space, still make my transaction work, but accommodate the needs and the future needs. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mr. Mayor, it appears that we have the best thinking that we have as of today. He's drawn up, from what he said and what I've heard members of the council say, he's drawn up basically what we ask him to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what's before us for us to vote on.
I don't mean to interrupt. I am concerned about taking that second parcel out, because right now you've got an annexation ordinance as we're annexing both tracts.
This was just a layout that we did, as Mr. Putnam said, out in both pieces.
Right.
And both pieces are being annexed.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Just showing that way for clarity.
But you'd be okay with the proposed ordinance being modified to say that I won't call horizontal connection, that 80-foot wide right of way, as well as the vertical, which is a 40-foot wide right of way, add that to the ordinance to say that those would be, at the time that the city pursued building a road, that those would be granted to the city, so that, you know, what I'm wrestling with here, I guess a better way to get to my point is, if you deed that bottom right hand corner back to Putnam, then you have no control over whether or not he does that. So is there a way that through this ordinance that specifies annexation, that it puts, it basically codifies what Mr. Putnam just said and what you said, that we get the both of those rights of way?
Well, end of the day, I mean, again, this is not the first time we've come across this, you know, in a development scheme. We ran across the same issue in the city of Sumter. Mm-hmm. They were further along with their plans. They knew that
road
exit off of 378 was going to go through the back of our property. We did the very same thing. We set aside the property. There was no conditions, no annexation, or nothing that was prohibited on us. We built exactly what we said we were going to build. 2 years later, the city and DOT came in and said, okay, we're going to put the road through now. I said, great, there's the land. We didn't build a building on it. We thought we wouldn't do. We've got this laid out, but we don't propose to build one. So at the end of the day, I could own that piece, or someone else could own that piece. The city has power in the domain. They can take that property if they need it.
Well, we don't want to do that. But I guess what I'm getting at was nearly a rhetorical question, but it might have been more for Gary than for you. But if we made the modification to the ordinance, that the condition of this annexation was that those rights of where the horizontal and the vertical could be exercised at the city's request, would that, and I know Mr. Putnam agreed to it tonight, so I don't think it would be a problem, but would that then carry forward? Mr. Putnam sold his piece, or anybody else sold it, would that be something that runs with the land, that the city would always have that right?
It would be on the concept plan.
It would be on the concept plan.
Right.
So no matter if he redeeds this property back to Mr. Putnam, it's still part of it, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
because, I mean, that's, to me, and I said this at first reading, to me, there's no great and perfect use of this property. This, by virtue of it being an apartment complex, actually means that it's got a much lower traffic volume than the other potential uses of the property, like Mr. Conley said. But there's really nothing that's going to be perfect here. Something's going to go. There's nothing perfect. This might be the lesser of all evils. And in approving it, if it gives us ultimately a way to address and hopefully relieve some of the problems on Whiskey Road, then I think it's worth it. If I've got to accept an evil in order to get that, then I want the lesser evil, and this would be one of those lesser evils. I mean, if you were to put a convenience store right there, if you were to put a commercial shopping center of any description right there, it'd generate thousands of cars a day, not hundreds of cars a day. And so, you know, if in order to do something that might help long-term traffic problems on Whiskey Road, this would probably be the lesser of, as far as from an impact standpoint, probably the lesser of all of the options. As, you know, as long as we got those affirmations on the future rights of way, as shown on that drawing, both going both directions.
Mr. Conley, I want you to state for the record here where the road is that you said the city told you that this was where you wanted, they wanted to build that road, right here. That is what we told you.
Yeah.
I want that on the record for the future.
Right.
Okay. You were told that by the city.
Yes.
Okay.
And we discussed it at first reading.
Okay. Secondly, just want to express that you're correct in saying that we allowed a donut business to go on Whiskey Road, which created some traffic congestion for several periods of time. I don't know whether it was 2 weeks, but it was some congestion there. And for you to be delayed and for us to continue to delay you would not be in the best interest of us in many ways. Legally, specifically, when we talk about what you can argue with versus what we've already done for development on that road. I will tell you that I have some reservations, but we'll probably support that, support what you're submitting tonight. Just wanted to state that for the record.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question for the city attorney. This is a PR.
Correct.
If the concept plan is to be revised, it has to come back to council either one day or 50 years from now.
Council would have to approve a modified concept plan, yes.
So
yes, I think there's allowance for certain minimal, the ordinance right. Will allow minor changes by the planning director, but yes, it does.
But a minor change is not moving the boundaries of the road.
Right, that's correct.
A minor change could be he turns the building 10 degrees or something.
Right, exactly.
I think we can't overlook what the PR says. If he wants to build another building or move a road or move something, that has to come back to council
correct.
In the future.
That's
so
correct.
What he's shown here stays until some future council says otherwise.
That's correct.
Or agrees to buy land or whatever. So what we have is what we get.
But we didn't have that until, I mean, that wasn't in our packet. That's got to become part of the record.
But let me ease your concern about one thing. I can't add another building. My finance package is already submitted, already approved.
And there's no room for it.
I can't add another building.
And there's no room for it anyway.
Right.
Okay, right.
That's it.
Okay.
All I'm saying is what you have on here, the dotted lines and all become part of the ordinance until somebody comes in the future and wants to move them.
That
I have to come back to council.
With the acceptance of that as part of that drawing as part of the record and acknowledgement and ordinance of both sets of set asides.
I've got a proposed modification to the ordinance under annexation approval is conditioned on the following paragraph B, that the owner will donate 80 feet of right-of-way through his property that will allow connectivity to Doherty Road via an existing right-of-way. That sentence is already in there. Now I would propose to add a second sentence that says that the owner will donate a 40-foot right-of-way along the northern boundary of this property, period, and that these rights-of-way shall be shown on the concept plan for this property.
make sure it references both, since it's two different tax parcels, rather than saying his property, it needs to reference both tax parcels.
And, the ordinance does reference both tax parcels.
And it, okay, and then that it, I think, be exercisable at the option of the city. Does that need to be said, that the city has to request it or something?
The city doesn't have to accept a donation of the right-of-way.
But the city, at some point, the city would request it.
Wouldn't that be something?
To build the road. And so do we need to specify that it would be granted at the request?
But there would be, at some point in the future, a deed's going to have to come back to city council for approval by resolution.
But can the city initiate that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Conley, another question. Your units, since you have reduced the numbers from 60 to 48 units, will the rooms increase in size or remain the same as your design plans originally?
Same.
The same, okay.
The only thing that reduced would be the parking because of the number of units.
Right,
need as much
declining.
Parking. Right. And, yeah, I guess my big concern is with now these two potential roads going through, if the city did decide to exercise that option of putting in both of the roads, I need to make sure that my property is not going to become non-compliant with the zoning. So that one of my buildings burns down.
I agree.
The city says, okay,
I agree.
Now you can't build your building.
I agree.
I don't think the 80-foot one's going to bother you. It's just the 40-foot one that might bother you because of the setback requirement.
The 40-foot could be less than 5 acres.
Here again.
We got to watch the 5-acre rule here because he's knocking at the door now. If you take the 40-foot out, he's less than 5 acres.
What's the 5-acre rule?
Isn't that with the PR?
The right of way doesn't really take. I mean, he still owns the property. He just says he's granted us a right of way through the property.
Okay, so he still owns.
That's right.
5 acres.
Right.
Okay. But I think his point's good. I think do we need to codify what he's saying is that he doesn't. Well, I think because his plan was visual, we probably don't have to, because we approved the concept plan as it's shown, so he'd be able to build back because it's not subject to all the other. Zoning ordinance requirements that you might see in a.
It's almost like what you're saying is what you're doing is almost like a PUD.
It is a PUD.
It is a PUD. Okay.
This is the residential portion of the PUD.
PUD regs allow us to deviate from the setback requirement.
So you'd have that protection.
Yep.
At the end of the day, I just want to build my building.
Let's get to the end of the day.
I don't want the city code enforcement to come down and say, well,
Councilman DeWall.
Yeah, I really would love to support this project. We need the housing in the community. There's no question about that. But I just can't get beyond the traffic. I know we built the Krispy Kreme, and I know they had to pay for two police officers to be out there for a couple of weeks until people had their fill of donuts. And I went by there this morning, and everything was fine, given the existing road. But for me, the showstopper is just the residents that are going to live in your units having only two terrible intersections to use to get out. So this is probably going to get approved, no question about it, but I would just challenge the city, let's get this road network structured and built so that eventually we can give his residents a back way out and not have to put up with the two bad intersections they're going to have to put up with.
Okay.
And I apologize for taking you through a mill since January. We shouldn't have taken that long.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Conley. Appreciate it. Are there any other comments from the audience?
I need that one in reference to Mr. Duarte's comment just now. In regards to the traffic study, this traffic study impact, the results are a fraction of what Krispy Kreme ended up.
I understand.
In. And as you just stated, after 2 weeks, you drove by this morning and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're going to find they've done the due diligence, the traffic studies that are needed, and this property is going to be minimally impacted by that traffic.
the intersections that this project is going to use are different than the exit routes from Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme comes right out onto Whiskey. When I came out from Eastgate the other day, it made it a little bit more difficult for me to take a left turn. But if you've tried to come out of Owens and Whiskey or Owens and Doherty at certain times of day, it's just virtually impossible.
Well, they have a right turn escape when you come off of Owens Street onto Doherty. And this actually goes to the vision and future.
I agree. Going right on Doherty is going to be easier than going left.
Okay, that was my only comment. The study stated there was a fraction of what Krispy Kreme was.
I understand, and I agree with that.
One quick question of clarity. Mr. Connolly, can we keep that drawing, that copy? Because that needs to be part of this record.
Okay,
good. I mean, because we referred to that in everything here, so that needs to be part of the record. Okay.
Mayor, Mr. City Attorney, I call for the question.
I think you were just getting to that.
We're just getting ready to vote, Mr.
All right. So we don't have to vote on it.
If we're going to vote on it, do we need to rehear the modified ordinance?
Well, you've already accepted the first modification I made to the ordinance, and so you've heard the second modification that I've suggested to the ordinance. Does the motion and the second approve?
Read it, please.
That the owner will donate a 40-foot right-of-way along the northern boundary of this property, and these rights of way shall be shown on the concept plan for this property.
I accept it.
Okay. Then the motion as amended is before council for a vote.
All right.
Very good. All those in favor of this motion on second reading as amended, please raise your hand. That's Councilman Murray, Councilman Price, Councilman Homoki, Councilman Diggs, Councilman Edner, and the Mayor 4. Opposed, Councilman DeWall. Motion passes. Okay, there's no new business, no petitions and requests. At this time...
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Council Member Dwyer asked for an agenda item to be...
There were two issues, really, with the alley. One was an update on what the status is of keeping it open or closing it. And number two is, I understand that Newbury Street was closed on Friday night, and some businesses weren't notified, so I hope that the businesses that are notified are not just those that are in ADDA, but all of the businesses in the area. Can you update us on the alley?
I can't because I wasn't aware that this was coming up this evening. I know that our business vitality manager has worked very closely with the staff of ADDA, working with property owners that would be impacted on a decision about keeping the alley closed or opening it up thereafter. So I can either present the council with an email update, or if you'd like us to give a presentation at the next council meeting.
Yeah, let's do the next council meeting. That'd be fine with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have to, hopefully we'll be able to put some closure to it and make one decision one way or another.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Be sure we find out who owns the road.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Not trying to be facetious, did we out-contract law, speeding law enforcement downtown to the state troopers? There were approximately two state trooper cars running up and down Lawrence and Richland.
You're allowed to do that.
Oh, I know they're allowed to do that, but
yeah. They had them on the Highway 20, though.
All right. With that, I'm going to ask that we go into an executive session. A motion for it, I guess. City Council will go into executive session pursuant to Section 30-4-70A2 to receive legal advice where the legal advice relates to a pending, threatened, or potential claim or other matters covered by the attorney-client privilege, settlement of legal claims, or the position of the public agency and other adversary situations involving the assertion against the agency of a claim. Specifically, City Council will receive a legal briefing on the Pontoon versus City of Aiken lawsuit and a legal briefing on possible new action that may be filed against the City of Aiken. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Council will retire to 204.
Chief.
Session. Is there a motion to leave executive session?
Executive
motion. Is there a second? All those in favor? Council is now out of executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
All over the house. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please remain up.
Well, nobody said it's not going to be interesting.
Good news. It's good to see you, Steve.